involved in the relationship with her. I tried. When our marriage was on shaky footing, I suggested one spring that we go down to the tidal basin and rent those paddle boats and slump around like tourists. Well, she liked the idea, and it was a hot day in April that we did it. And we're pumping that thing around. I'm realizing I'm sweating. You know, I got sweat coming out of my armpits here. And Estelle ain't even cracked the sweat. And I looked closely, and I saw what she was doing. I'm pumping away on my side of the pedals on that paddle boat. And she's just sitting there resting her feet on her side. So she's getting a nice breeze. She's watching the scenery. She's looking at the Jefferson Memorial. And there I am, sweating like a coal miner. I said, Estelle, you're not pedaling. She said, I'm tired. I said, you'll be tired in a second. I'm pedaling. She said, I'm trying. I said, you're not trying hard enough. She said, I want to go back. I said, you lousy stupid. I can't believe that you dragged me all the way out here. You know. Well, as I was throttling her, she gave me a knee to the groin and knocked me out of the thing. No! And so I was floating in the water, and Estelle suddenly turns angry. She says, you want me to pedal? All right, hotshot, I'll pedal right at you! So Estelle gets in there. She'd been resting all this time and starts pedaling those pedals. Chum, 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 chum. And that thing's coming right toward me as I'm treading water in the tire. Chum, 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 chum. So I dive underneath as she goes by. That sleaze bag! That sleaze bag! So I swim up behind some couple from Ohio, and I grab him and her by the collar, and I throw them both over the side and commandeer their tidal boats. Sorry, folks, sorry! This is official business. Then I got behind the pedals and started pedaling directly at Estelle. Chum, 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 chum. Well, Estelle sees me coming, knowing full well I can pedal faster, harder, prouder. She reaches into her purse and takes out that little Magnum that I got her for her birthday present there. I said, oh, yeah, that's the way you want to play. I reach under my suit jacket there and pull out that Uzi I had suspended from a strap. Yeah, you sleaze bag, you missed me. I'll spray you, you hear me? Yeah. I just peppered the front of her paddle boat. Water started coming in all around her. So she finally goes and does it. She reaches into her purse and she grabs that grenade that we'd been saving for the 4th of July and she lobs the grenade at me. I couldn't believe it. I bailed over the side just in time. Just then her tidal boat sank. But by then the police had showed up. They'd witnessed the gun battle. People had swam to shore to complain about us. We were finally taken away in chains. I remember sitting there in dead silence in the back of that paddy wagon as the police are recounting our crimes, as bodies are being zipped into bags, as the tidal basin is recovering from the slick of ooze on the surface from the dismembered figures. Finally, I hopped out of the back of that paddy wagon. I mean, my hands were chained, my ankles were chained. They weren't afraid I'd get too far. I went hopping over to the manager, the guy that runs that paddle boat concession. I said, hey, what are you trying to screw me? Where's my deposit back?
If you think he's crazy, you ought to see his mama.
Hey!
He's the Grease Man, DC 101.